Hey guys, welcome to the special pre-draft episode of your East Coast Rams. I am your co-host Ashton here with my awesome co-host Zach. Zach, it's been a hot minute. We are on draft eve. Got a good few things to talk about. How are you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm really excited. The draft is finally here. I feel like we've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. We've been, you know, watching all the news clips, all of the, you know, reporting that's going on, potentially what the Rams are going to pick. But tomorrow night, Thursday night, we officially get to see what the Rams do with their first pick in so many, many, many years.
Oh, wait, is that round one is a real thing? I just thought that was a mythical thing from
I thought the Rams were just exempt. They were just never allowed to have a first round pick. I thought that was somewhere in like the historical archives of the NFL. But apparently we are allowed to have one. And so we shall. I doubt that that Snead is going to do so much trading around that we do not pick in the first round. That's pretty much a lock guarantee that we will take someone in the first round.
Mm-hmm. So when they drafted Jared Goff, were they already in LA or were they transitioning?
I believe the draft itself, they were still St. Louis. It wasn't until shortly thereafter that they
departed. Yeah. So since I've been a fan, I have never watched them draft a player in the first round. They've had one first round pick in 2019, which we promptly traded back with. Since it was 31st, that year. But first off, Zach, guys, if you don't mind, on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Message down below what player you want us to draft in round one. Who are your kind of draft darlings? And we'll get into ours here in a few minutes or so. But yeah, if you guys don't mind, do that stuff for us, helps us out. So let's talk kind of about the Rams' needs, our draft picks, and all that fun stuff. Zach, just going out of last year, going into this year, where is your mindset as a fan? Kind of what does this team need to focus on? Defense, offense? We've heard a lot from Rams' Twitter, from the fan base about a lot of defense is what I've been getting kind of qualms about. But we're an offensive-minded team. We have offensive-minded coach. And they really love taking offensive players. So where's your mindset going into this draft?
Yeah, so as a fan, I think that the people are more concerned about our defense, especially with the retirement of Aaron Donald. The edge has been the biggest need that I think the Rams fans have really thought about since the previous season. And that's still a big need. And so I think most people up until about maybe 3-4 weeks ago, were really thinking that the Rams were going to go defense. The Rams were going to go edge as their first pick. But over the last couple of weeks, I mean, these rumblings have been coming around about maybe that they're going to go more offensive heavy, which again, as you mentioned, doesn't shock me at all, only because this is Sean McVay. This is a Sean McVay offense is his thing. You know, we go back to 2018 where they were literally the best offense in the league. And that's what McVay likes. He likes his quarterback. He likes his wide receivers. You know, hopefully he continues to love his running backs because I really think that, you know, all three of those will click really well this year. But also as a fan, you kind of look at it and you're like, the offense is where the money's at, or is where our current money is at. It is all of the money is in the offense, and very little is in the defense. And so, is that a good thing, or is, you know, getting people like Tre'Varius White, is that really going to step us up where we can kind of take more of a risk and go with more of an offensive weapon or an offensive lineman to help protect Stafford, to give him that extra 1 to 2 more years that I really believe that he has left in him, at least.
Even with losing Aaron Donald, we added some big pieces on defense, at least from my point of view, Zach. I honestly think this defense is going to be better than it was last year. Now, that's not hard, especially for the first half of the season. This defense was really struggling, bottom half of the league when it comes to a good amount of metrics. Even losing Aaron Donald, I just think adding Trey White, adding back D. Willie, and adding a really, really low-key Cameron Curl, really great value players at great cost. I think our secondary is going to be much improved. That's going to help out a lot. Honestly, outside of Aaron Donald, I thought our defensive front wasn't good. And even Kobe Turner took a little bit to get warmed up and get going. And our edge, Byron Young did solid, did a lot better on the second half of the season. But both those guys are going to have to start off hot if we want to have some success going into this year. And, you know, we're going to talk about more direction we think they'll go with the first overall pick. But they're going to have to hit on a few of these. There is a good amount of holes on this team.
For sure. And you kind of have to also think about the future and where the Rams are at. And so really, when the Rams tend to look at their roster, their depth, before they look at the individual players and see what they're looking for. You know, and so if you look at some of the holes that are going to be coming up, wide receiver is going to be a big hole this year alone. After this season, you lose DeMarcus Robinson, who was just re-signed to another one-year deal. You lose Tutu Atwell, who signed through 2024, and you lose Ben Skowronek. So that's three of your five weapons already down. And then you also look at the tight end position, where you have Tyler Higbee, who signed through 2025, but he's injured. You have Colby Parkinson, who they just brought on board. You have David Allen, who signed through 2026, who seemed to really shine this past season. And then obviously we have Hunter Long, who we had through the Jalen Ramsey trade, who again was injured, and we really didn't get to see him perform. But this is also playing out through his last year as well. So you look at some of the weapons that McVay likes to play with, and you're really going to be on a short leash after this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Rams have 11 picks this year. We have pick 19, pick 52, pick 83, pick 98. So we have four picks in the top 100. That's a lot, especially for the Rams, the most we've had in a while. Now, Les Snead has not been great in the first round. Historically, he is the same guy who drafted Aaron Donald and Greg Robinson in the same draft. Really, if you look at all his first round picks, his only great one was Aaron Donald. And then you could argue about, I'm trying to think of his name, went to the Lions. Either way,
okay, come on. Jared Goff was a good pick. I don't. You can blow me up if you want to, but again, he took the team to a Super Bowl. Whether you think it was all McVay in his ear telling him exactly what to do, I don't really care. He brought that team from nothing to something. It wasn't just Aaron Donald. It was that offense. You had the 2018 year, which was just a lights out offensively playing year. Yes, we had Todd Gurley. You know, yes, we had Brandon Cooks. Yes, we had Robert Woods. Yes, we had Cooper Kupp. But like, you have to give some credit. Sorry, I'm getting on a Jared Goff rant. Anyways, there have been multiple good picks. There haven't been many in the Les Snead era as far as being able to pick in the first round. Obviously, this is the first one in the Sean McVay era. So really between Aaron Donald, and again, like I said, I did like the Jared Goff pick as well. So we're going to move on past that. Sorry, you got me on a tangent. Why did you do that to me? Anyways,
I like getting you riled up, man.
I know you do. So realistically, the holes that we need to fill is the edge position. We need to fill, you know, bring in somebody else into the wide receiver core. We need to look at kind of the defensive tackle positions. And then I also think that we need to probably pick up at least a running back, and definitely need to get a kicker in this draft.
Yes. Kicker, big need. I think we need a backup running back, a safety, depending on how much faith they have in the two younger guys who got a lot of playing time last year. Two defensive tackles, kind of a big deal. And I would say right tackle, too. If you don't go left tackle, then at least tackle in general, we need one, guys. Rob Hiemenstein, he's been here since St. Louis. He is, I don't want to say
he's the only one left. He's the only St. Louis Ram left.
Yeah, and he's not going to last forever, so we have to start planning for him. But, man, if we got a left tackle, Zach, that's not that Larrick Jackson's bad. It's just if we could get an upgrade in a top-tier guy, even in the first or second round, to go on that left side, this line would be the best line the Rams have ever had, potentially.
Sure. I just – could they go that first round? Sure, no problem. They could. Would I be fine with it? Yes, I want to protect Matthew Stafford as much as the next person. Do I think they need to probably do it in the first round? No. I think they could probably pick someone up in the second round to kind of also be that, you know, sitting behind Alaric Jackson, filling that spot when need be. But I really think Alaric Jackson is going to – I think he's going to prove himself this year. I mean, he was a solid, satisfactory piece for me as far as the O-line went last year. They shifted some things around, and I think they really have a good core now. So I really want them to focus. If they're going to go big, let's go either big on the wide receiver end or maybe go big on the defensive line or, you know, the edge position specifically.
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson is now on the market, so that would be...
That's the other big news, too, is, you know, we have two... You have, and because of those two things that I said, you now have Higgins, and you also have Trey Hendrickson on the market now from the Bengals. And so, will the Rams do something about it? Probably not. I don't think there's really enough... money in it for either Higgins or Hendrickson to get a contract with the Rams, but it is an interesting.
I mean, we have money long term. We have plenty of money. We just got Aaron Donald off the books long term.
Sure, but I don't know. I think they want something more immediate that the Bengals couldn't even offer them. So we'll see what happens. I think one of them would be great. I've talked about T. Higgins for a long time, and I think he would.
Yeah, I love
him.
T. Higgins.
You know, you put him with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, I think that is a very solid elite wide receiving core.
So would you take this deal? They offer us Higgins and Hendrickson for 3 firsts and a second.
No. I don't think T. Higgins or Hendrickson are worth a first round pick.
Really? No. Interesting.
I would give up a second for, I don't know. Well, obviously they wouldn't trade us both, but I would
probably not.
I would probably give a second and a fifth maybe for Hendrickson.
Second and a fifth. Well, yeah, they'll be fun. It'll be interesting tactics wise, Zach, because we have no fourth round pick this year. So I definitely see the Rams trying to trade up into that fourth with some of the extra six they got. We do have 2 third-round picks, so there is a lot of potential for us to move up higher. I think you kind of touched on this. A lot of people have been hearing rumors about Roman Dunze. And guys, first off, every team says they're interested in different prospects. They really aren't, to kind of throw out outliers there. Would I love Roma Odunze? Yes, absolutely. Fantastic. I think he would be worth the assets to move up. You pair him with a Cooper Kupp and a Puka, that's a trio, Zach, for a year or two.
Yeah.
But... In general, like, would that be worth to you, Zach, to move up let's say 10 spots. 10 spots, it'll probably cost us a second and a third in our first. I'm guessing around there, depending on how you do the pick thing.
You know, possibly. I mean, it's also, you have other things that you can trade. You have players that you could trade. You're probably going to have to trade a future pick, is probably something that they would also be looking at. It's not a lot. I mean, I haven't gone back and done all the research, but it seems very unlikely that most people would trade their first round pick and not get one of their picks from the following year as well. A lot of teams who move up, they tend to get, you know, the first round, their, you know, the team's other first round pick plus some other lower pick and then a next year's lower pick. So it's going to be hard, and it's going to depend on what that player is. Do I think, you know, going out and, you know, getting a wide receiver when you have Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, like, you know, potentially taking away two first round draft picks to, or a future first round draft pick to pick up Rome, is worth it? I don't know. Is it good to get, you know, Byron Murphy or Latu if they don't make it to 19? Like, is it worth it to give up all that capital for that player? That player has to be worth it. And I know the Rams have done it before. They've traded up to get players before. But, you know, you got to make a big splash with this pick. I mean, all eyes are on the Rams this year because it's their first pick in so many years. And, you know, that player has to be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say, like, I think this is a team that has struggled to find wide receivers. I mean, basically, we had to get DeMarcus Robinson off of the trash heap and pick him up. And he eventually overcame everyone else on the depth chart because we just didn't have people who could step up besides Puka and Kupp. And we got lucky with Puka. Let's be frank here, Zach.
We did.
That wide receiver core was looking rough. And Tutu,
If Puka didn't step up, I don't know what we would have done last season.
No. And like Tutu, yes, took a step forward somewhat last year, but he disappeared so quickly. I don't know if that's because of the coaching staff. I don't know if that was.
Well, that was, remember, that was. It was that injury. He got injured for a couple games. DeMarcus came in, and then he started. That's when DeMarcus Robinson just started skyrocketing. And to be fair to the Rams, I mean, the problem came after the Super Bowl, obviously, because before that they got OBJ, perfect. They had Robert Woods, perfect. They had Brandon Cooks, perfect. Like, they've had a good stretch of wide receivers up until after the 2021 season, and then things started to shift. They brought in. They brought in the other Robinson, Allen Robinson, and so that was a bust. And so that's when things started to degrade. And that's when you had to start relying not on just having one or two receivers, but having three, four, five receivers on your roster that you had to rely on because you were down to just Cooper Kupp and somebody else.
Yeah. So, we'll kind of see. Talking about wide receiver, do you want to get into kind of like some of my draft crushes, and we'll go position by position and kind of go that way?
Let's do it. Who are you crushing on, Ashton?
Oh yeah. I always have like five guys every year, and let's be frank, guys. I didn't watch as much college football as I normally do this year, and I'm just going to be upfront and honest with everyone. So, like, we don't like the BS here on this channel. We like to give it straight, honest opinions. But these are the guys who I did catch some of their games, very impressed me. And, like, I remember their names and I remember, like, just plays. And I'll start off with Rome Odunze. He is the first one. We talked about him a little bit. 92 receptions, 1,600 yards, 13 TDs. Played in national championship where they lost. Zach, this guy is big. He is aggressive. I think it's kind of more of like what we wanted in Allen Robinson, someone who can go up and moss. He kind of reminds me of like a Joshua Palmer almost. Not the quickest, but his deep route running is one of the more impressive ones that I've seen in the last few years.
And that's what McVay loves. McVay loves the route running. I mean, you look at Puka Nacua, you look at Cooper Kupp, and they're so dynamic that you can try to double team them as much as you want, but their route running is so good that they can make you think they're going one direction and go another direction. They can fit in between two defenders and be able to get to the ball. And so the route running is super important into a McVay offense. It's not just the straight runs. It's not how fast you can go. Look at Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua's times. They can tell you that they are not the fastest players out there, but they are so nimble and they are so able to run those specific routes that McVay needs and that Stafford needs to be able to get the ball into their hands with even when doubled or sometimes triple teamed.
Yeah, let me be clear. I think he needs a lot of work when it comes to his short and medium route, especially when it comes to the NFL level. His route running is a little bit more rougher compared to other people historically that I've watched. But I definitely think athletically he's super talented, and he's just such a physical wide receiver. And this team hasn't had a lot of those since McVay has been head coach. Ones that can just go straight over and just catch it over you because they're tall and aggressive. The second one, and my favorite in this other wide receiver, Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. This is a guy that we wouldn't have to trade up to get. He would most likely be there in 19. He would even be there if we trade back into the early second. I doubt he is there in the late second. Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. I watched 4 or 5 South Carolina games, and even last year, he is electric. He is probably the most balanced wide receiver I have watched in a long time. I'm more excited about Leggett in the second round than I was about getting Ernest Jones in the third round. And I thought he was going to go Ernest Jones. I thought he was going to go around in the fifth round, right? Fifth or fourth. So when we got him earlier on than I was expecting, like you have to factor in how much you like the player. And I was still ecstatic of when we drafted him. Leggett, he is just such a overall complete wide receiver at that college level, just able to make super quick cuts. This is more of an underrated player that I think McVay would love. Super hardworking, honest. He had terrible QBs until Spencer Rattler came to South Carolina. And even then, Spencer Rattler was very hit or miss at times throwing the football. And it was like get to basically get that offense moving every time. And he was the reason South Carolina had electric plays. And I would just be ecstatic if we were able to get Leggett.
Yeah, and you know, it kind of goes to your point a little bit too, is like, and McVay even said this on the press conference just yesterday about the wide receiver class in this draft, and that it is pretty deep. And you know, and it kind of goes back to my point of like, you don't have to trade up to get a good wide receiver. There is a lot of good wide receivers in this draft class. And so why waste, you know, I wouldn't say waste, but why trade up to get, you know, to get a wide receiver when you know that you have other wide receivers? So that's why, like, I don't see the Rams making a giant move forward unless it's for a defensive player that they think is going to fill that depth chart position that they need. So I'm very interested outside of that, you know, first, you know, I know you said Leggett is kind of a end of first, maybe second round kind of a pick, but McVay has done and Snead have done really well at getting receivers from that second, third round. Obviously, we have the, you know, really the two best receivers in the league that were not first round picks, that were, you know, second, third round picks. So I'm definitely interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not to mention, like, we have to remember, sometimes teams will put out stuff like, oh, we're interested in this wide receiver. That way, if they trade up, that if a team jumps them, it's not a team like it isn't a team where they're actually looking at edge and they're not giving away that they're going to draft the edge at, let's say they trade up 13. They don't want someone jumping them at 12 or 11 thinking like they're going like they're going edge. So they're going to draft the edge they want and jump, trade up and jump you. So that stuff, there's a lot of cloak and dagger that goes on, especially in the first round. So let's talk about Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. For the most part, South Carolina, Georgia, two teams I watch most. Brock Bowers is a tank, and I thought he would be a really good get before we signed Parkinson. Now, I would still love it. I think Brock Bowers is a generational tight end, like once in a 5-7 year draft prospect in the first round. There's a pretty big drop off after him for tight ends in this draft. And if you want to get your tight end for the next 4 or 5 years, I know Parkinson is good at blocking. Higby is hurt. We don't know how much faith the front office has in Davis Allen, but if we got him, Zach, he can do it all, man. He cooks, and he's tall. He's really shockingly quick for his size, too.
Yeah, from all the things that I've watched about him, like you said, I think this is going to be a generational tight end, and you know it would stink for the Rams to kind of pass him up. But you kind of look at that depth chart that they currently have, and I just, you know, obviously you have the you know what's when Tyler Higbee is going to be able to come back and play. But I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be their first pick. I mean, it's going to say a lot, I think, if they pick him in the first round. But you know, they just pick up Parkinson? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Parkinson.
Parkinson. And so I don't know if that's going to be the case now, but I do.
What if there's a run on edge rushers? All your top tier tackles are gone, and then basically the wide receivers are picked over. It's 19 is a weird pick because you either then have to trade back, or you could get someone like a Phoenix Jr., like a QB, or like a Brock Bowers just fall in your lap. And sure. So what do you do there? Do you trade back, or do you take this guy that you know as much as you can know in the draft, you think will have a 90% chance of being a like 2 or 3 time all pro. To say no.
It is hard to say no, but you know, is it, you know, you kind of go back to that presser that Sean McVay and Les Snead have. And like, they kind of say they don't go by round really, as far as they evaluate players, they go by their depth chart. And so like, does their depth chart say they need this player? Yes or no. And then that will give you a better probability of will they make that choice or not. And it's kind of a weird scenario with the tight end room, only because, like I said, Higbee, he's injured right now. Don't know when he's coming back. But then
he's going to be out most of the season, man.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be late October, early November at the earliest.
So we only have two tight ends. Like you got to get the other one.
Well, I don't know. What's Hunter Long's status? I don't know what his status is currently.
They're going to draft a tight end, and for the most part, I think they're going to make the roster over Hunter Long. I would be shocked if Hunter Long makes a roster over whatever tight end they draft or pick up in free agency.
Again, I think it would be a good – I do like Brock Bowers. I think it would be a cool pick to pick him up. But we shall see.
Yeah, and you want to talk about quarterbacks?
Oh, man, no, I don't want to talk about quarterbacks because then we're talking about Stafford leaving. So, no, I don't really want to talk about it, but go ahead. Let's hear what you got to say. I hear a lot of no Bo Nix. That's what's been yelling into my feed is no Bo Nix. So give me your best shot.
So I kind of think of this is my opinion, Zach. I'll probably most likely be totally wrong. I view Bo Nix and the kid out of North Carolina I view them both as like Trevor Lawrence's, which out of the draft, I saw Trevor Lawrence as someone with not a high upside, not a very low, low side, just someone who will be around 15, 16 QB. They'll be good enough to win a Super Bowl if the team around them is great, right? But overall, they won't wholly elevate a single side of the ball. That's how I view Bo Nix and the kid out of North Carolina. Both of them I'm kind of meh about. And then you had the more risky picks. And I'm not going to talk about like the higher end ones because we're not trading up to get those guys. What's that? If we traded up, get one like Caleb Williams or something, that'd be nuts. But
I don't want Caleb Williams either, so I'm Xing that off too.
You would probably have a panic attack. But yeah, around our pick, you'll get someone like Phoenix Jr. potentially, or Bo Nix. I absolutely love Phoenix Jr. I think his deep ball, again, kind of matching up with Dunze, his deep ball is one of the most beautiful I've watched in the last few years. I think he really does have great arm strength and great kind of like ability to have accuracy when you go deep down the field, which some of the QBs in this draft class have issues with. Other one I'm going to talk about here in a few seconds. He kind of has issues with that. His problem is Phoenix is older. I think he's 24. And he has injury problems. And he's not as mobile as his peers. So I actually think he kind of matches up what McVay likes. He's more mobile than Stafford would be. But like he is definitely raw enough that I could see him sitting behind Stafford for a year or two. And McVay kind of coaching him up and using those natural, like beautiful arm talents to use for in 2 years when he takes over, he'll be in a better spot than he would be like going in hot. And that's kind of where I see him going. Someone who would be later, like more the third, fourth, fifth round, Jordan Travis. Jordan Travis was electric before getting hurt. He is coming off of a major injury. He probably won't play for a majority of the season, potentially. But he is definitely someone who could be like who could pop off. I think he is more balanced than Phoenix Jr. when it comes to accuracy all across the field, but worse when it comes with deep. Now in the NFL, that's very important. There's been plenty of QBs that go from college that are very accurate, short and medium. You have to be able to throw deep because of the way defenses can just load up the front half of their coverages. So if you can't throw deep, those coverages will not move back. And if they don't move back, it just escalates and snowballs into not a fun day, Zach. So he's going to have to work on his deep ball, and he's going to have to work on getting healthy. He is more mobile than he's kind of like a Jaden Daniels, the guy out of LSU. They're both very similar. The only difference is, again, I think Jordan Travis is also a little older and has more of injury history. Did I sell you on either two of these guys?
No, I'm so excited for their pick because, like, you know, everyone can sell me on any player. I mean, you could probably, you know, other than, you know, I really don't like Caleb Williams. That's my own personal problem that I have with that. But I mean, most any other player you can pretty much sell me on. And I would be like, no, that's someone the Rams could definitely pick. Now, I could tell you why I wouldn't trade up or trade back for a certain player, because I don't know if it's actually worth the capital, but I'm definitely interested in all those players that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. And my last draft crush, I'll just keep this simple. Blake Corum. He is like a mini Austin Eckler. I wanted the Rams so badly to sign Eckler. I thought he would have been perfect with Kyren Williams as a 1-2 punch. Blake Corum, though, he'll go around 3, 4, 5. The dude, he is small, but he has a lot of power. He's very shifty and can catch the ball. Not the greatest downhill runner, I would say, but we don't need that with Kyren Williams. We need someone who can kind of catch the ball, help spill him a little bit, very quick, shifty. I love Blake Corum out of Michigan. I think he would be a fantastic.
Oh no, I lost Ashton. But yeah, I definitely agree with everything that you're saying. I think it's those are all really good picks. You froze up on me for a second there.
It happens. So mock drafts from other sources. Well, we'll talk about a few other people's opinions that might people also have terrible picks every year. Peter Schrager, Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, tackle at pick 19. I would be fine with the tackle, Zach, honestly. I would pick edge first. I would pick edge first over everything. But tackle, like you soar up the left tackle side in this line going into this year, if you get a really talented lineman, I haven't looked into many this year, but hey, that would be a fantastic investment.
Well, I don't disagree, and I think Guyton has now become like ever since Schrager put that out, it feels like everyone's like picking it up and really hyping him. And again, I think he would be a great player for the Rams to pick up again. Like you want to be able to have someone who's going to protect Stafford, or who could learn to start protecting Stafford in the next generation of quarterback. But again, it's like, it's one player, it's one pick. I'm with you. I would rather have an edge player than go an offensive lineman, but whatever. I did like McVay's kind of comment during his presser about it. He kind of mentioned, he's like, why in the hell did Peter Schrager put that out there? And he just said, basically his assumption was not, accurate as it pertains. So we'll see what happens. But I don't know if the Rams are just trying to put cold water on it, or trying to do their illusion trick that they always try to do. But I do think that it's fun, but we'll see.
Well, talking about linemen, Rams Wire had their little mock draft, and they traded up to pick 8, not for a wide receiver, but for Joe Alt of Notre Dame, who is arguably the best lineman in this year's draft. Watch tape. Some of the stuff I've seen on him, he looks amazing. Zach, what do you make of the Rams trading a first rounder and 2 second rounders for Joe Alt?
Yeah, again, it's like, is this going to make your offensive line go from what you hope it is currently to elite? And I think that's what you're going to have to take when you come to this. And I don't know if the Rams will make that, if that will make that jump.
Where would you rank us in league total?
As far as our offensive line, now that we have we went out and, we kind of picked our pieces. We moved away from players to put, Steve Avila now in center. It's hard to put us in the NFL. If we're just talking about the NFC, I would probably put us there in the top 5 in our offensive line, for sure in the NFC. So,
would you say like 9 would be fair?
Probably.
On the edge of top ten,
I would say 9. we would be skirting the top 10.
Yeah, I think Joe Alt would make us in top 5. pretty easily.
But do you, I guess that the question just becomes, do you need that to get to where you want to be with, or can you do what you have now and focus on the other spots that you really need to focus on? I'm not saying that you don't need to focus on the offensive line. I'm just interested to know, do you think we need to focus on another spot first? And is it worth trading, you know, 2 second rounders for it?
So this kind of goes into the mindset going into the draft. We have an offensive head coach, and you're not going to replace Aaron Donald. So I think they could go into this draft looking at the defense as it is what it is. That's how they looked at it last year. We'll do best with what we have, but it's going to be expected on our offense to carry the team to wins, not the defense.
But do you think – so would you – I guess here's my other question is like – again, when you're drafting a player, obviously you feel that this player is going to be the best for you. But the Rams have not been always super successful at drafting offensive linemen. Obviously, Steve Avila, he's the diamond in the rough as far as that goes. But you look at Logan Bruss. You go back and you look at, you know, even Joe Noteboom. Even though I do like Joe Noteboom, I think he's a good utility player. But he's been shifted so many times. He's kind of lost his starting job and then, you know, became a backup. They haven't been super successful in this pick. And so, like, if you're trading up, he's going to be the guy, and he better be starter.
Well, so you have to
– I don't know if you would trade up to have him sit.
So my whole point is kind of like we have re-architected from last year how we did our drafts, the Rams, because previously they went – big key players traded for or already obtained by the organization. And then we drafted role players. And those drafts, let's be frank, were pretty bad and awful because the players played, but they could never elevate because they were drafting off of key traits, right? They would constantly talk about how we would go for an edge player or a tackle that could solely complement being to the left, like holding the edge of Aaron Donald, or someone who could play the nickel besides Jalen Ramsey. Like, they would constantly go after these players just because they could play in a certain specific role for specific year or 2 or 3 years. They weren't drafting for longevity. They weren't drafting for the actual, like, long-term plan. And I feel like these two drafts are going to be that. So it's going to be a little bit – I think it's a totally different situation than when we drafted those players. We had a totally different offensive line scheme, a run game scheme, and we had a different draft philosophy, which – credit to McVay and Snead for kind of pivoting to that, because we aren't trading for big name players anymore. So you have to grow those people yourself. You have to draft those people yourself.
And honestly, I probably would be fine getting rid of 2 second round picks. I mean, to move up in that way, that does mean you do lose out on a second round pick. So you're kind of, you know, now pushing yourself to pick 83.
You could trade back up, though.
You could. Very easily.
We have 2 threes. If there's someone in the second round, this trade still doesn't stop you from getting someone like a Leggett. So if Leggett falls far enough, they could easily trade like 83 and like 155 in a future third for going up and getting Leggett, and then edge you get Hendrickson. I don't know. Oh, we'll see. It would be interesting.
Oh, for sure. Just kind of going through some of the lists that, you know, just kind of reviewing some of the stuff that we've already reviewed and most people have probably looked at, Rams Wire, The Athletic, stuff like that. Some of the positions that I just find interesting, the running back position, you know, Rams Wire doesn't have the Rams picking up one until the 6th round with Dylan Lube. from New Hampshire. The Athletic did have a fifth rounder in Cody Schrader. And then the PFF actually had one picked up in the third round with Blake Watson from Memphis. So just kind of interesting to just kind of see where people are going. For me personally, I you were honest earlier, draft research is probably one of the least favorite things that I like to do. There's so many possibilities. No one ever is perfect on hitting the nail on the head on the perfect draft scenario. And, you know, you may get lucky. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, they give you, 30 different potential first round picks that the Rams could get. Well, sure, one of them probably will hit. But I don't know. I can't wait till our next episode where we get to talk about the players and what we think and how we think they're going to actually fit in instead of hypotheticals.
Yeah, I will say, Zach, our last draft episode, we did very good with the makeup. We got the makeup down to every position that they were going to draft to a T, like at least the makeup of the draft class.
And I love that.
And Andy was also pretty fantastic. He had some good picks, and he'll be on with us next week to kind of talk about our draft class potentially. And yeah, I think we've done pretty good with our draft coverage. So
I think so too. And I think we talked about the needs. We talked about the wants and the needs. Obviously we focused, there's still like the safety position, the cornerback position. How are those going to, I think the Rams are going to pick up somebody, at least throughout the draft for those. They tend not to be, the quote unquote sexy things to talk about. People want to talk about wide receivers. They want to talk about running backs. They want to talk about tight ends. They want to talk about quarterbacks. The Rams, we also just really like our offensive line and defensive line. So those were kind of the highlights that get hit almost every year.
What do you make of most mocks leaving out a kicker? Because I know you love talking about kickers.
Oh, I mean, we definitely need a kicker. I mean, if you don't pick a kicker this draft, I don't know what we're doing. I mean, unless you really think you could find someone in the XFL.
The XFL has had some really great kicking.
And that wasn't a knock on the XFL. I mean that was my legitimate, if the Rams do not pick, they have to know we have a solution in place for that. I think they will pick a kicker. I think they'll get a couple picker post draft too, of the those who didn't get picked in the draft, undrafted free agents. I think they'll pick up quite a few kickers in that as well, just to kind of have a competition. But I do expect a kicker with one of their sixth round picks.
Yeah. So like there's been, I'm trying to think, I think it was the Michigan Panthers kicker, Matt McCrain for DC. He's pretty solid of an option, but the Panthers kicker kicked 263 yarders. In week two, I believe. So, yeah, man, there are some really good kickers in the UFL that I would not be opposed to the Rams giving a shot, because I think out of all positions, special teams is the most applicable to any level. Like with kickers, mostly it's all mechanical and mental. And if you can get that done and just be able to deal with the high pressure of the NFL, it is a change. But if you can get someone who can hit 63 or 64 yarders, I think that would be pretty good.
No, 100%. That's got to get a kicker. We got to get someone good. I truly believe, if you want to win a Super Bowl, you got to have a good kicker. We had Matt Gay, got us to the Super Bowl, won it. We gotta find someone to replace that, and we just haven't yet. I will give my first round pick. I don't know if they'll be there or not by they get there, but I do really like Latu. If he would be my pick to get, I want an edge rusher really bad. We did struggle in that area. And I think having a Byron Young and a Latu on the same field. I think that would be great. We need to get more pressure. He's super fast, quick. And I think he would be a good fit for the Rams. So that is going to be my first round pick.
Well, Jake Bates is the name of that kicker, the Michigan Panthers. He has had a really good time at the UFL, and hopefully the Rams will sign him if we don't draft a kicker, because I do not want to go through another kicker carousel. I've had enough, Zach.
Me too. You know, it was a little bit longer than I think we all expected it to go, and we're ready to move on.
Yep.
Do you have a pick? Do you have a pick of who you think the Rams are going to take in the first round? Not to put any pressure on you.
At pick 19?
At pick 19.
Because I don't think we pick at 19, to be honest with you.
Okay, so where do you think we're going to pick and who are you going to pick up? Now I'm going to put you even more on the spot because now you said that. You could have just taken the easy way out and just pick someone at 19. But no, you wanted to be a little bit more stubborn. So here we go.
I think we trade back. And we trade back into late first. And
you think the Rams are going to do that to the fans? They're going to first time get into the first round pick. They're going to trade back.
You
gotta stay in the first round, though. You gotta stay in the first round, though, because you can't have that giant beach for your draft party and not get someone in the first round.
I'll say they take that tackle Mims from, I think, Alabama. I think they get a tackle late first, kind of similar to what they did last year, but in the first round. And they probably get other third round pick for it. But yeah, man, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So the draft is tomorrow. It's going to be over starting on Thursday, April 25th. It's going to be my birthday weekend too. I love the draft because it always falls around my birthday. I love to watch it, get time to focus on it. No one can yell at me because it's my birthday, so I get to watch it. So super excited for the draft starting 25th, going through the 27th. It's going to be a fun 3 days of kind of going through the different players, kind of getting to evaluate them. And then next week, we got to get to really break each player down and how they're going to fit into the Rams scheme. So really, really looking forward to it.
Yep. I just had my birthday. So happy early birthday to you, Zach, because I now feel older and you will soon feel older. So
I'm going down, not up, going back down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up with this week's episode of the East Coast Rams podcast. Thank you, everyone, who comes and listens each and every episode. We really, really appreciate you. If this is your first time, please go to youtube.com/@East Coast Rams and subscribe to the pod so that you can always get the latest and greatest news from your East Coast Rams hosts. You can also find us on all the other social media platforms at East Coast Rams on X, or if you still want to call it Twitter, there too. For all the other places, we're on Instagram, we're on Threads, things like that. You can go to eastcoastrams.com to find all the links to all of our other areas. Yeah. Leave us down in the comments. Ashton told you in the comments below, please let us know what you guys think, who you guys think the Rams are going to pick. Do you think we're crazy? Do you think we're insane? Do you think Jared Goff was a good first round pick back in good old 2016? Leave those comments below. And with that, we'll see you guys.
Michael Brockers, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. All right. With that, we're going to wrap it out. Whose house, everybody? Rams house.